You're listening to English Waves, and it's time for Famous French. This week, we will take a close look at someone who may not appear famous to you at first, but when you hear that she is best known for founding a museum showing famous individuals as wax figurines, her name might be on the tip of your tongue. She is the artist Marie Tussaud, the founder of Madame Tussaud. She was born Anne-Marie Groscholtz on the 1st of December 1761 in the city of Strasbourg. Although she was Anne-Marie at birth, she was always known as Marie. Her father, Joseph, was tragically killed in the Seven Years' War 2 months before Marie was born. Her mother, Anne-Marie Walder, took her daughter to Bern in Switzerland, and it was there Marie's mother worked as a housekeeper for Dr. Philippe Curtius, a physician and wax sculptor whom Marie would call her uncle. Curtius moved to Paris in 1765, where he established a wax portrait exhibition. He later created a second exhibit, the Caverne des Grands Voleurs, a precursor to the later Chamber of Horrors on Boulevard du Temple. Curtius taught Marie the art of wax modeling, and she showed immediate promise. She created her first wax figure in the form of Voltaire. From 1780 until the Revolution 9 years later, Marie created more famous portraits of celebrities, including Benjamin Franklin. She was also on good terms with the French royal family, and she was invited to be the art tutor to the royal household at Versailles. In 1787, Marie modeled figures of the French royal family, Louis XVI, Marie Antoinette, Madame Royale, and the Dauphin. However, when the French Revolution began in 1789, revolutionaries demanded the wax heads of the Duke of Orléans and statesman Jacques Necker from Marie and Curtius to parade in peaceful protest. However, the parade turned violent when the king's troops panicked and opened fire. The decapitated heads of French governors were taken to the Salon de Cire, and the courageous Marie made death masks from their heads. In 1793, Marie was commanded to make a death mask from the guillotined head of King Louis XVI, and later that year, a death mask of Marie Antoinette. A year later, Marie was imprisoned, but her sculpting skills saved her from death. The reign of terror during the French Revolution led her to create death masks of the severed heads from the guillotine, and she was released in time to make Robespierre's death mask. The same year, Curtius died and bequeathed the entire Paris exhibition to Marie. In 1795, Marie married François Tussaud, and they had two sons, Joseph and Francis. However, the marriage didn't last long. In 1802, Marie Tussaud went to London with her son Joseph to showcase her collection of portraits at the Lyceum Theatre. After moderate success, Tussaud wanted to return to France, but the Napoleonic Wars put a stop to that. Instead, she traveled with her collection throughout Great Britain and Ireland. Her other son joined her on her travels. In 1835, Tussaud established her first permanent exhibition in Baker Street. She made a self-portrait, which is now on display at the entrance of her museum, and some of the portraits created by Tussaud herself still exist. Marie Tussaud died in her sleep in London on the 16th of April, 1850, at the age of 88. There is a memorial tablet to her on the right side of the nave at St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church in Cadogan Street, London. Since Marie Tussaud's passing, Madame Tussaud's has not only grown to become one of the major tourist attractions in London, it has expanded with branches around the world. Stay tuned to English Waves.